Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, there are also many chemical plants in the region, so let's get to those fires at the Arkema peroxide plant in Crosby, Texas. They had been feared as the plant flooded, and early this morning, the Harris County Fire Marshal's Office reported a series of chemical reactions and smoke at the plant. 15 deputies who were there establishing a perimeter were sent to the hospital after inhaling the fumes. All have been released. At a press conference this morning, Crosby Sheriff Ed Gonzalez downplayed the dangers of the fumes.
Arkema company officials and the Harris County Fire Marshal's Office have told us that exposure to smoke from these organic peroxides is similar to standing over a burning campfire. Based on this information, we believe the smoke is a non-toxic irritant.
Reporter Mose Bushell of member station KUT has been following this story. He joins us now from Austin. And Mose, so the sheriff there said the fumes were non-toxic, like a campfire. But FEMA Administrator Brock Long said the plumes from the chemical release at the plant are incredibly dangerous. What do they contain? Remind us what's there.
So this is a plant that, as the sheriff said, processes organic peroxides. And what they make are material to make like PVC pipe or even like kitchen countertop material. And this stuff needs to be kept refrigerated. And this is what's happened here at the plant. The flooding over the weekend it cut out power to the plant, and then it cut out backup generators to the plant. Mm-hmm. And so then you had these canisters full of this chemical that were just sitting there getting warmer than they should get. And at that point, people knew there was going to be a problem. On Tuesday, they evacuated the plant. They evacuated people around the plant and are essentially waiting for this chemical fire to take place because they knew once the temperatures rose enough, something like this would happen.
Okay, well, what do we do about the discrepancy? Is it dangerous or not? Incredibly dangerous?
That's a good question.
Yeah, or
you know,
not?
The EPA has just announced that they're flying aircraft around it. What they've said is that they don't believe that in the concentrations they are detecting, it poses a threat. And that's a little bit different from saying it's not dangerous. And just hearing that soundbite that you played, I wouldn't want to put myself over a campfire and inhale. I mean, obviously, smoke is dangerous.
Yeah.
So what the EPA is now saying is that they have aircraft going over this and that they haven't detected concentrations that could pose a threat, but that they're willing to exercise any authority that they have to ensure public safety.
Okay, well, Arkema's Richard Renard, he's president of their acrylic monomers division, called Harvey an unprecedented storm, and he apologized at a press conference. Let's listen.
Certainly, on behalf of all of the employees at Arkema, I want to apologize for the impact that this is having on the local community. We certainly appreciate all of the work that the responders are doing to help protect the safety of those in the area, and that's our primary objective, and we're going to continue to do that.
Well, he also said he expects the 8 other containers will burn out like the first container did. And by the way, these weren't explosions. They're sort of pops, they were explaining, and they're burning out. But
right.
In the reporting up to this, there were questions about whether the plant had another substance on hand to neutralize the peroxide. What are the questions there?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are some questions as to whether the plant should have done more. And as things stood, they made the call that they just had to get people out of the way, essentially. They clearly had one backup, a kind of plan B when it comes to these backup generators. But when you're dealing with chemicals that are this volatile, mm-hmm. People are also going to be asking whether plan C should have been in order or plan D. What we're seeing now is the result of that plan B failing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that these questions will be ongoing.
Well, as we just heard, Texas represents, you know, the oil industry, but also about 40% of U.S. petrochemical manufacturing. The Houston Corpus Christi region has a lot of industrial plants. So how at risk are others? And not just from this kind of, you know, losing the cooling and perhaps having fires, but they're flooding and substances might be washing into the environment. So what are the concerns?
Yeah, there have been a lot of concerns raised by public health advocates in the wake of the storm and the flooding. Houston's home to around like 450 petrochemical plants. And this is the most dramatic example right now of what's happened in the storm. But other plants have flooded. Other refineries have been damaged by the storm. And those facilities shut down generally when they're at risk. And even the very act of shutting down and restarting emits toxic chemicals into the air more than these places normally emit. And so we are hearing calls from neighborhoods who are complaining about weird smells. We're hearing calls from people, public health advocates, who are saying that we need to be watching what this vast refining industry is putting into the air in the wake of Hurricane Harvey.
Mose Bushell of member station KUT. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rob.